Little red vegetables that are peppery, they're white inside, and they use them in salads.
They are, and they all, that's right, they're peppery.
They're a root.
They are, before my eyes.
Starts with an R.
Radishes.
Okay. Yes. And then the big round mushy things that you use in salads, you cut up.
Would be tomatoes.
Is that the way you say it?
Most of the time, but they're tomatoes.
What do you really say?
I really prefer tomatoes.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a name for the little tiny ones?
I call them salad tomatoes.
You say tomato there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really say tomatoes most of the time. I don't really say tomatoes. Okay. I really prefer tomatoes, but I don't say it. If you do.
Did you ever call the little ones Tommy Toes?
No.
Ever hear anybody say that?
I've heard some people refer to the big ones as Tommy Toes.
But not the little ones?
All of them.
Oh, all of them. Uh-huh. Okay. Then, along with your meat, you might have a baked brown thing.
Oh, potato.
Yeah. And what are the two basic kinds?
Oh, that would be a sweet potato, an Irish potato.
Are there any other names for either one?
Yams for sweet potato. Mm-hmm. A spud is colloquial.
Okay.
For Irish potato.
Mm-hmm. If you just say potato, what kind do you mean?
Irish potato.
And then the stuff with the strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes when you cut it?
Onions. Except for those at Georgia Tech. I mean, at what? The varsity.
What about the ones at the varsity?
They're delicious.
You mean onion rings? Or?
No, the onions just themselves.
Are they different?
They're all, you know, they must be Spanish, sweet Spanish onions. Mm. You know, that they put on the hot dogs. But they are excellent, you know, on the hot dogs. They're not strong and twangy.
I cannot remember the last time I went to the varsity. Honestly, I can't.
They're delicious on the hot dogs, and they're also delicious on the chili steaks.
Then what do you call the little onions that have the green stems and you eat the whole thing?
I call them spring onions.
Would you ever call them green onions or shallots or scallions?
Scallions or shallots, uh-huh.
Is that all the same?
They're all the same.
But is...
I think they're all the same.
Is spring onion your usual term?
Mm-hmm. I normally call them spring onions.
Okay. And then what do you call the kind of vegetable that's green, long, and slimy if it's boiled? Or if it's cut up and fried, it's very nice.
Okra.
Yes, uh-huh. And if you left an apple or a plum lying around, then it would dry up and...
Become a prune.
Well, the skin would...
Would crinkle.
Yeah, a synonym for that, beginning with SH.
Would shrink.
Or...
Would shrink or wrinkle.
But it begins with SHRIVEL.
Shrivel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, with shrivel.
Okay. And then the vegetables that come in leafy heads.
Is lettuce.
Or make coleslaw out of.
Or cabbage.
And just talking of several of them, you would say these.
These are cabbages.
All right, good. And what was the one about? Oh, lettuce. You buy lettuce in. You say, go get me two.
Heads of lettuce.
Would you ever say that about children if you had five children, five?
Would you say five heads of children?
Mm-hmm. Would you?
No.
Okay. What would you say if you had a lot of children, if you had like 14? You said, gee, he's got a whole...
He has a whole lot of children.
Anything else? Any more colorful than just lot?
No, I've heard